to my podcast. And today it's about sense of humor and having a good laugh. And of course it's about animals. Because animals, I find, help us in a lot of ways. When we're stressed, we pat them. When we're down, we pat them. We look at them when we're down, and it makes us happy. You know, here's a story. My Chihuahua, he likes to jump on the toilet with the lid down, of course. And then one day, I didn't have the lid down, and he jumped up and ended up in the toilet bowl. Now, the look he gave me was priceless, I tell you. It was funny. Maybe not to him, but to me. But don't worry, he's okay. My other Chihuahua, if I don't feed her, she'll feed herself. I mean, like seriously, she'll actually go into the dog bag and get food for herself. But will she share with the other ones? No. She only feeds herself. Crazy little dog. Now, when I had my mom's cats, there was this one cat, and she would use the toilet. Now, when I first saw it, I had to look like three times to see if I was really seeing what I was seeing. And sure enough, that cat was going to the washroom on the toilet. Pretty funny though. You know, because none of us taught her that. She just started doing it on her own. Now, only if she learned how to flush the toilet, that would be pretty good. My dog would look at her and then look at me like, what the hell is she doing? Now, I like to think my dogs are dogs, you know, like Jack Russells. They tend to be a good dog, and a lot of people say they're hyper. That may be true. In my case, they're pretty much they're very lazy. They just lay around until I had a bird. Got a bird, all of a sudden my dogs turn into cats. They start stalking the bird. They're trying to figure out how to get the bird out of the cage. Oh yeah. Yeah, they thought they were cats. They would walk along the back of the couch like a cat does. The only thing they never did was scratch the couch like a cat would. But everything else, you would think they were part cat. Now, for me to go to the bathroom, or anybody, I don't know if any of y'all have gone through this, but when you have pets, especially dogs, you know, there's no such thing as privacy. For them or for us, really, because when we're out, we're walking them, and we have to watch what they're doing. You know, make sure they're not picking up anything. And they're looking at us like, what are you looking at us for? Well, we're, you know, trying to go to the bathroom. So can you imagine what they think when we say that to them? But as soon as I mention I'm going to the bathroom, all they hear is, oh, it's meeting time, and they're all in there. And if I don't let them in, what happens is they start sticking their paw under the door, start scratching at the door like a cat, start whining. So as soon as I open the door, they're all barged in. You know, they're all in there. Oh yeah, can never have a shower. No, can't have a shower, not by myself. As soon as I mention shower or even spell it, by the time I get to W, they're all in the tub. Oh yeah. Yep. Now, when I take my Jack Russell and I go to the water park, even before we get to the water park, she's bouncing like a jelly bean, she's crazy. She's going nuts. So I let her off. People look at me like, oh my God, the dog's coming at us. Meanwhile, the dog just went straight to the water. I start jumping and barking for the water. Oh yes. And then people would stop and take pictures and video and even laugh about it and would even put the water on for the dog. Oh yeah. It got so humorous that people just would want to see it. So it was quite funny. Yeah. Oh yeah. Even little kids would press the button just for the dog to get the water. Oh yeah, the parents at first were a little nervous at the beginning, and then they realized, oh no, the dog just wants the water and wants the kids to press the button. Oh yeah, they love the water. No matter where we went, if there was a water fountain or any kind of water, my Jack would go crazy for it. Now, dogs make us happy, but they also can make us sad, you know. There's a saying, I believe it goes, you are my first hello, my last goodbye. Now, this is true. When I first met my Jack Russell, Miss Sweetie, that's my tender, because she actually lived up to her name, and she was quite a sweet dog, and being a Jack Russell at that. So anyways, she's the one I always talk about, and she's the one that's always in the water. She always loved the water, no matter what. Now, I always believe an animal crosses your path for a reason, you know. And Sweetie brought a lot of joy in my life with the water. Like I said earlier, you know, the Jack would want the water and the kids would put the water on and people would get a food out of it. But she has passed on now. And of course, that's the saddest part. And, you know, they say, oh, just get over it. It's a dog. Some people would say, yeah, to me, it's not just a dog. It was my family. So yeah, animals can bring a lot of joy, but they also can bring a lot of sadness too with them. Oh yes. But on a happier note, you know, when I told my friends about my mom's cat using the toilet, they couldn't believe me. And so I showed them a picture of the cat actually on the toilet. They were shocked because they'd never seen something like that. Oh yeah. I said, now only if I could teach the dogs to do that. You know, get them on the toilet. But you know, they're chihuahuas. They'll fall in. Yeah, they won't be able to stand on the toilet. They'll end up falling in the toilet. Well, this is it for tonight, guys. Let me know how it went. Let me know, comment, send me a message. Let me know what you think of my first podcast, or really, I think it's my third. I don't know. I lost count. It always happens, right? Age, you know, you tend to forget things. So we'll save that for another podcast. Have a good night.